Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, how's your tongue?
Oh my gosh, I hurt so bad. I bit my tongue so bad last night.
Little buddy.
I was eating dinner and talking to my brother at the same time, and apparently I can't do those two things correctly. It bled for hours.
Sick.
Hours.
You're like, I taste pennies.
It happened at like 5:30, and I brushed my teeth at 8 o'clock to go to bed, and I was still spitting out loads of spit, like red.
Ugh.
Like straight up. I bit
my tongue. Somebody doesn't
clot
well.
No, I know. Apparently, I have very thin blood, but I do not recommend biting your tongue.
No. What were you eating?
It hurts a lot. I was eating. It was a healthy plate. It was cucumbers,
well,
tomatoes. I know. I was just trying to get it done quick,
your
right?
Your tongue was trying to get out of your mouth.
Worried it was going to bite me back. Like, I was just like into it, but it hurt so bad. And even I woke up this morning because I had to take ibuprofen last night. It hurt so bad. I woke up this morning and it still hurts. So if it's hard for me to spit out words today, it's because
now we know why.
I can't chew. I don't know what happened.
It's like, time to play Katie Cry.
Yeah, get ready for that.
Katie Cry. It's the Mile High Hype. Here's the local stuff today.
Happy Thursday.
How can this be? Jersey Mike's has ended Chick-fil-A's 11-year reign as America's top fast food restaurant. It's like an American customer satisfaction index.
It's because of those peppers.
What's with the peppers?
The
red pepper spread.
You put on top of that sandwich makes
I've never had one.
Plus, have you had their rosemary parm bread?
Yeah. No.
Well, I want that now.
The way they level up their
game
condiments
really?
And their vessels in which they
plus,
serve their sandwiches.
Their pickles, I'm sorry, 1,000 times better than Chick-fil-A.
What makes them so great?
Crispier, crunchier,
yeah.
Much more like a Grillo's pickle, and that's the kind of pickle that I like.
That's the superior pickle right there.
It's the best.
Plus, I think it was really smart of them to pick up Danny DeVito as their spokesperson, right?
Is that what really set him apart?
That's what did.
Because here's the thing. Jersey Mike's wasn't anything special, and then they teamed up with Danny DeVito, made a very strong comeback, and now they're everybody's favorite.
Those commercials were extremely funny.
They're amazing.
I mean, that's could be on point right there.
Yes, so I think they just did everything right.
I rolled into a Chick-fil-A on the way home yesterday, and I grabbed some sandwiches for me and the kids and some fries. And I'll be honest with you, the past few times I've had a Chick-fil-A sandwich,
oh no,
they're a little ho-hum.
Oh no, I had someone else tell me that the other day, and it was like,
something's up with them. Something's different.
I haven't had it in a minute, but every time I've been through that drive-thru or into that restaurant, I'm satisfied. So like, I'm just like, oh, maybe
I don't know.
No?
They're like greasier now or something.
Oh,
it was a little squish.
I'd agree with that. And they got rid of the pretzel bun last summer, and that really made me sad because they had that nice little pretzel bun sandwich. And after that, I was like, I don't know, CFA.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Jersey Mike's is where it's at, apparently. So who's buying today?
Yeah.
Oh, right? I got you.
Yay!
Yay!
I want to give you this quick story really quick because I know what Josh is going to be talking about in sports, and this kind of goes with it. Researchers analyzed health data and found zero health benefit from alcohol at any level of consumption.
Oh, no.
In fact, they found the risk of death increases even among people who would be considered moderate drinkers, even those like one glass of wine at night type people. They say men who drank about 2 alcoholic beverages a day face roughly a 4% lifetime risk of dying from an alcohol-related illness or injury. Hey, watch me jump off this house into this pool,
That's
bro.
That's it. Yep. You know it.
Study also found that women face greater risk of alcohol-related liver disease than men at similar drinking levels. Watch my liver jump off the top of this house into a pool, bro. Anyway, they're saying do not drink alcohol, essentially. You should probably just cut it all out. And I have. I really have. I know Katie totally has.
Yeah.
Because
she
was that person jumping off the roof.
Once or twice, Katie.
How long has it been since you had a margarita or a cocktail or something?
It's been a long time. It'll be 9 years in September,
good for you.
Actually. And so, And it was kind of this, I always call it, I Forrest Gumped it. Because I just kept saying to myself, well, I made it this far, might as well just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, because honestly, it truly, there are so many good things about it. Not just my, energy level and relationships, but overall health and just the way I retained information and my skin and my hair. Like
so supple.
All of love it. Just
and no
improved.
DUIs, no
exactly.
car crashes, no
you
domestic
know?
Violence.
Yes, all of
no
those
unwanted
things.
Pregnancies. Wow. Again.
I'm really winning again. Over here. Really winning. So yeah, it truly.
At least you caught it.
Made my whole life. I caught it. Okay. I just decided just keeps going. Not to dwell on it.
Not another one.
How are you going to celebrate your decade long of no beer, no alcohol?
I always go out to Chinese food and lots of
sushi.
That's
where
you
get
it.
That yeah. decade is a huge thing.
You
it
get
is.
Drunk off the Szechuan chicken and
there
the beef broccoli.
Absolutely. That rainbow roll. Watch out.
Yeah, watch out now.
We had these little wonton things last night with some I don't know, some sort of sauce and rice. Damn, ooh, they were good.
Yeah, I love that wonton. Okay.
All right, so with all that being said, I know what you have in sports, and they be drinking in Scotland and here.
Unbelievable how much they're drinking. So the Scottish fans have been making headlines everywhere for the World Cup because so many of them specifically have kind of congregated in Boston because that's where their team has been playing right now. So Scottish supporters are attending the FIFA World Cup matches have created unprecedented beer shortages essentially across all of Boston right now. Sam Adams has been their beer of choice as multiple bars are saying last weekend they had to make emergency Saturday delivery runs all over Boston because they had run completely
We're
dry.
Out of beer.
Hennessy's Bar, who has been operating in Boston for over 30 years, sold out entirely on Sunday. The chief wow. operating officer, Noel Summers, said, it tripled St. Patrick's Day sales. We yeah. all like to drink on St. Patrick's Day, okay?
In
and
Boston.
Scotland said, hold my
Scotland.
Beer.
My buddy, Scotland Rob, man, yeah. he could put them back.
I bet.
Boy, when we were what, drinking whiskey, he could put them back.
What's different about them? Because truly, like,
they're
it's a
tough.
Thing.
They I don't
just,
know.
They can drink like there is no tomorrow.
But yeah. when you can outdrink Bostonians who celebrate malt liquor Tuesday weekly,
thank
like
you.
That's something.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Many other bars have said, we have truly never seen anything like this. The White Bull Tavern exhausted all beer supplies, particularly their Tennent's Lager, which is Scotland's most popular brew. Mm. So they'd be drinking Sam Adams because yeah. they love America, and then they'd be drinking their home brew right there because they're like, nothing tastes like home. So Boston businesses are now even preparing
for
this
them.
Friday's Scotland versus Morocco
Good
game in Foxborough.
Them.
They're sweating this thing
They're
out.
They're rolling yeah. kegs in from the street. Let's go.
They came to play.
They are so worried, and I love this because they're going viral all over these different taverns and bars and everything, and no matter how much beer they're drinking, they're either learning the new John Denver song or they are like remembering it from over the across the pond. I don't know, but they are singing John Denver like there's no tomorrow.
Nothing
yep. better than a Scottish shanty.
They are
absolutely
drunk.
Hammered.
Well, as you head off to work today, be aware you might be seeing a few more people walking around or riding a bike. It's today's National Dump the Pump Day, which encourages people to leave their cars at home.
Oh.
Maybe even hop like a light rail or a bus. Maybe, I don't know, if you do have to drive, maybe carpool with somebody. Just less cars on the road. Kind of a day to give the middle finger to gas stations, I guess.
I dig it.
You dig it?
Well, yeah,
especially
gas
now.
Is so expensive.
I walked in today.
It's coming down. No, you didn't.
I left at 2. I left at 1:30 in the morning. Yeah,
good
I made my
you.
Way in.
Made it
Green
in.
Thumb.
Yeah. I dumped the pump today. New Spider-Man movie is coming out called Spider-Man Brand New Day. I watched the trailer this morning. I am so out of the loop on all the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I don't even know who's Spider-Man right now. Who
I'm
is it?
I'm excited for this one because this is like Tom Holland's kind of finale.
Oh, is that what it is?
Allegedly, it brings back all the old Spider-Mans too.
Oh.
You know, like the Tobey Maguire.
See, I don't get that whole thing.
Andrew Garfield. Well, it's so, okay.
Different universes
Dude, I need
or something?
More minutes. Yeah, it's nah. called the Spider-Verse. There's
you
different
don't need
worlds.
To.
Marvel went crazy, but they brought back Tobey Maguire. Makes a happy Josh. There
okay. So this one, the Hulk's in it, Punisher, and the villain Scorpion. Are we happy about that?
Oh. Sure.
There's more than one Spider-Man?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I flipped okay. on Disney Wait. Plus the other day, and there was like 9 different Spider-Mans. I was like, I don't even know where to start. Like, what? I don't know.
Well, there's been different
So I
franchises.
Just turned the TV off and went outside.
Honestly,
I didn't realize. I still thought it was the same Spider-Man, though. I just thought that they kept recasting it to make him stay young. You know, Toby, you're too old.
No, it's different.
Tom, it's
Marvel
your turn.
Universe.
I
different
had no idea.
Universes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, there's some Spider-Man popcorn
Don't
buckets
look so
coming out.
So disappointed in me, Josh.
I didn't know either, Katie. It's fine. I didn't even
I'm disappointed
know.
Marvel did what they did.
Okay.
Why wasn't it just Toby Maguire the whole time?
I agree.
Did
well,
he
probably
just get bored?
He's 50 now,
so.
Oh. So? Toby.
His
the guy who plays
work.
Hulk is like 70 Quite, right. now. Yeah. Mark Ruffalo.
He's got a problem with his net.
Yeah, he
Thor's getting up there. Who else is there?
Well, the Gold of Thunder doesn't really get old.
But Iron Man, he's getting up there.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Robert Downey.
Mm. Anyway.
Marvel needs
Look
to
Look at us nerding out. The only movie that really matters is this one right here. Mike Myers has confirmed that a fourth Austin Powers movie is happening.
Yeah, hey, baby.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that.
But no Mini-Me.
Oh, well, why?
He dead.
He passed away, Katie.
He did?
Vern Troyer passed away. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's still dead,
Katie,
actually.
Why?
I'll look it up. I think he's still dead.
My bad.
Well, rest in
Sorry.
Peace.
Sorry.
Poor Katie Cat.
Okay, and then one more thing. This is kind of funny. Sales of basic point-and-shoot digital cameras continue climbing right now as younger customers embrace early 2000s photography. They like the imperfect look, maybe a little grainy image, and the fact that pictures don't immediately end up on social media. It's all part of the reaction to like getting rid of smartphones and the nostalgia culture right now. And they're going back to those little point-and-shoot cameras. I found one of mine in my basement the other day. Nicole gave me a point-and-shoot camera for my college graduation.
That's so cute.
When we were dating.
And
a really nice camera.
Still.
And there's a little SD card in it, and I was like, well,
okay.
What's on this?
So it's still digital. It's not the film. But
it's not film. I don't even know where you would go to buy film.
I know.
Probably
I know.
Online somewhere.
Yeah. I was just thinking, Walgreens? So they like, you know, bringing it in to get it developed? That's part of their
This
want?
One still says... digital. Okay. Digital cameras. So.
My sister's obsessed with hers. She got to, every time I see her at a party, she is holding the digital camera instead of her phone. So,
is this your hot sister?
It's my younger sister.
She the
Both
hot one?
Of his sisters are gorgeous.
No, there's
Remember
one
that.
That's hotter than the
no,
other.
No, there's... You're so mean. Don't you pit them against each other. They're both beautiful.
Do they both have kids now?
They're both gorgeous.
No, my older sister has... Three adorable
Right, okay, so it's
sons.
The younger sister.
Boys. Stop.
You just say that because she's single. Stop. Anyway, I have gotten this my entire life.
I know, you're used to
I
it.
I thought I would have outgrown it, but
no. No, no, no.
Good for them, though.
Do you have pictures of her holding your camera?
Okay.
No, I don't have pictures.
What's her name?
I don't even know. I can't remember.
Isn't it Heidi or something? Or Haley? No. Or
Hannah and Haley.
Those okay, Katie.
Hannah? Sorry. Which one's the younger one? Hannah?
Haley's the younger one.
Haley's the younger one. Hey, Haley. Good morning. Gosh. Katie, what you got
very
for local?
Sweet young ladies, too. Very, they very are. Sweet. Okay, so we do have an adorable local story starting things up here with the Lakewood Police Department. So they're getting a lot of traction on social media right now for their latest traffic stop. It is so cute. So they said one of its officers recently pulled over a, quote, speedster who was caught exceeding the adorable speed limit in his custom-designed ride around the streets of Lakewood. They put up a picture of this police officer from Lakewood talking to a young man who was probably 4 or 5 years old, and he was in a mini McLaren.
Have you been drinking, sir?
It is the cutest, cutest
cute.
Picture. And it's
make,
so funny.
Did they do a little DUI on him?
Well, in the post, they said his excuse was, I had to get home for a nap.
Didn't he spit on the officer and they took him
he
down?
Did it. He was very adorable.
They tased him.
The agent just had to issue a sternly humorous warning for driving the miniature McLaren way too fast for the neighborhood. But I put that picture up in our
cute.
Stories.
It's
Jeremy,
adorable.
Katie, Josh on Instagram, and you can go check it out. The way he's looking up at the officer like, I was only going 60, sir.
Yes.
It is so cute. It made my whole day. So make sure you get on over
on the ground.
Instagram.
Get on the ground.
Put
we
the
need backup.
Down.
We need backup.
Did you just crap your pants, sir?
That's all good.
It's so cute.
All good about the poo-poo.
Oh, my gosh. It's adorable. You have to go check it out. Again, in our stories.
You don't have to.
On Instagram at Jeremy, Katie, Josh. No, you want to check
yeah,
out
live
that
your
picture.
Life. You don't have to
You do. Okay, you also have to go to Rocky Mountain National Park because according to HOPPA, which is an airport transportation company, they just analyzed TikTok and Instagram hashtags across the country to find the most iconic national parks that have the best sunsets. Okay? You know we're on this list, Josh. You know we're in the top five, Jeremy. So, number one, we just got to give a shout out to Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park. Obviously, a lot of great sunsets there, Grand Canyon. But number two is Rocky Mountain National Park. And they say it's really our elevation is what gives us the number two spot because you get a straight view of the sunset. I mean, you and the sun are essentially at the same height because 12,000 feet is where it peaks out there in Rocky Mountain National Park. So absolutely stunning sunsets. I can say that from experience. I love mountain sunsets. They are the best. My absolute favorite. So
I will say I like them over a beach sunset. A beach sunset's beautiful. It really is. But when you see it, you know, cresting over the mountains, there's nothing better.
And we get that pink kind of hue that comes over the mountain peaks.
Plus
and
with
it
the
just,
greenery of the trees.
Gorgeous. We've had quite a few this week that have been just stunning here in the city. So if you can imagine up in Rocky Mountain National Park, well deserving of that number two spot. And then we've just got some things for you to get in on this weekend. Happy Father's Day, of course, to all the dads out there. And Pikes Peak International Hill Climb will take place this weekend. So that's a shout out to dads. I didn't realize they did that on Father's Day weekend. But have you ever been to the hill climb?
I have not.
No.
Where they're just like hiking Pikes Peak?
Oh, no, or it's the cars.
It's the car
like,
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Race.
Yeah, it's the hill climb.
They just get a bunch of dads together and they hike up a mountain.
Well, that's what I thought.
Exactly.
I know they do the pike. Yeah, I didn't know. My brother's done that before, though.
Okay.
He's gone there, so I have not. But
is that your hot brother?
No. Yes. Yes, it is. My hot brother, Jake.
That was good. That was funny. What up, Jake? Okay, so, and then there's other things for you to check out as well because Strawberry Days in Glenwood Springs.
What is this?
This is something I have been to. And if you can imagine, strawberries take over the whole town. I mean, they have a parade. All the restaurants have some kind of strawberry themed dish that they serve. People walk around dressed as a strawberry. It's a good time. If you've never been up to Strawberry Days in Glenwood Springs,
quick, guess.
You have to.
Guess one place I'm not going to be at this weekend.
Promise me it's not this.
Well, my strawberry costume is the dry cleaner right now, unfortunately.
Oh, I forgot you have that phobia with strawberries, too. That's probably not the place for you, Jeremy.
The trypophobia.
Right? With all the little holes in them.
Oh.
You don't like
the strawberries don't bother me.
Oh, I thought it was strawberries.
No, the things that bother me with strawberries is when they do those things where they put them in like a bowl of vinegar, a little vinegar and water, and all the bugs come out of them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what gets me with strawberries.
You don't like that.
It's surprising how many little insects are in strawberries.
Okay, well, they're not going to put any of these strawberries in water and no bugs allowed at Glenwood Springs Strawberry Days, okay?
Okay,
so
I'm back
in. Check it out. And then one more. We just want to give a shout out to Juneteenth because festivities, oh my gosh, all weekend.
Oh, yeah,
the big one in Denver because now they made it a 3-day festival. So all along the historic Five Points area, it kicks off tomorrow night with a DJ, music, all kinds of fun stuff, and then it continues through Sunday. So Juneteenth looks like a really good
long weekend for a lot of people, too.
Long
Friday's
weekend.
Off.
Absolutely. So go live it up. Have some fun. Get your strawberry on, right?
Mm-hmm, there you go.
There's your Mile High Hike.